Existence. Moments in Time. Bernard Storch, Part 2. I'm Andrew Hiller. September 1939. 14 people left with Bernard Storch to escape the German advance. Family, friends, neighbors. The smallest was just 4 years old. They left on a wagon drawn by horses. Not everyone could ride. They took turns, walking and riding. For 10 days, they traveled until they reached the Polish city of Lwów. Storch said of course they registered.
In April of 1940, KBG came middle of the night and took whoever was on the list. It was about 120,000 people, Jewish people. And that's what saved us.
Storch and all the Polish refugees were put into groups and assigned to gulags or forced labor camps. These were different than German labor camps.
A lot of them died in the Russian camps. But I was extremely lucky again because I was a teenager without parents, but I was able to stay with my aunt and my uncle. So I was part of the family. So that's the reason I'm here. If I would have been a year older, then I would have sent separately.
He chopped and hauled wood, found himself with no blankets and little food, but he survived.
Now they were close to 2 million Polish citizens, but most of them were Christians. The Jewish people mostly, which wound up in Siberia, were the one which came from the other side of the border, because the Russian government is not like, you know, like any other country. When you live here and you get annexed here, you immediately becomes the citizen. So everybody there which stayed in Lwów, those people which were born in Lwów and stayed there, they were automatically citizens of this. As a matter of fact, when you were 19 years old, the Russian immediately took you to their army. Even so, those guys didn't know how to speak Russian.
The Russians gave him permission to write a postcard to his mother to ask for supplies. Storch declined. He didn't want his parents to be tracked and identified. Besides,
I said, no, I have everything because nothing would have come true anyway. Boy, would I could use something. But I have everything here. I didn't want to scare her.
Storch's freedom from the Russian labor camp came suddenly.
The Russian war started and they were doing very badly from the beginning. So everybody started to go away. The report a few months later came that the Polish army started to organize.
Storch's efforts to fight for his country was blocked by a familiar foe.
There was again, right from the beginning, there was anti-Semitism by the group of people which were organizing. There were two divisions they organized, the 5th and the 6th division. And right away, they put right away a quota on the Jewish recruits.
But Bernard Storch wouldn't take no for an answer. Everywhere Storch landed, he applied and reapplied, only to hear, no, wait, we're full.
And I was waiting. And meanwhile, the army moved because the Russians were attacked by the Nazis closer and closer. It was close to Moscow, as a matter of fact. And the headquarters for the army were near Kulbyshev, that area there. So they had to move out because it was close to Stalingrad. They went to Central Asia, through Kazakhstan, and finally wind up near Yagivul, where the army was organized. And again, it was too late for some reason, because the two divisions left.
Storch insists his desire to join the Polish army was patriotic. After all, he didn't know what was really happening to the Jews. No one did.
In the beginning, we were in the dark. We didn't know too much about it. But later we were told just drip by drop, but never said that there's extermination going on. We never knew that. We never knew. Did the government know? I have absolutely no idea, but we had no idea. We knew that the Jews are singled out. So much we knew, because we knew already even before the war. Before the war started, Jews were already singled out in Germany itself.
This ends part 2. Existence, Moments in Time, Bernard Storch. To hear the rest of the story, go to existence.com. There, you will learn how Storch took down a German tank with a howitzer, liberated 3 German extermination camps, and was amongst the first soldiers to march into Berlin. For Existence, I'm Andrew Hiller.